We are in a crisis. The SA Medical Association says that we are in a crisis at the moment. And, you know, we're going to take a look at the on-the-ground reflection of the situation at hospitals with the emphasis on an appeal for unemployed nurses to return to work. And this morning we chat to Dr. Anita Parabu, the acting CEO at Red Cross War Memorial Hospital, Children's Hospital. A very good morning to you, Doctor, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
I was just saying to Professor Ian Sane that, you know, and to Dr. Karim, that the first wave gave us grey hair and the second wave is actually going to turn us completely bald. We have some heavy concerns about our capacity, and Dr. Karim was talking about the capacity, but there is a huge cry and a huge sort of outcry and an appeal for unemployed nurses to return to work. What categories are we looking at, and are we offering these nurses temporary contracts?
Yeah, thank you. That's correct. And so we are looking for nursing staff across the board. Just obviously, depending on the care that patients need, we need different categories of staff. And yes, the department is offering short-term employment contracts for nurses. So we're not even saying come and work for free. We're really desperate to get more nursing staff on board. I think, Zain, you know, the difference is we've spoken about the first wave, and what's so different, just hearing the people on the ground at the different facilities, is that at the beginning of the first wave, we kind of watched what was happening overseas. We anticipated what was happening here. Even as a pediatric hospital, Red Cross Hospital was wondering, you know, how is this going to affect children? How should we prepare, et cetera? And so staff at that time still had energy. We had a full workforce, and people had ideas. People were enthusiastic, trying to work together, seeing how we can take it on. And we managed to pull through with teamwork and people really working across departments. And yes, it was hugely challenged, but we managed to get through that. I think the difference is now with the second wave, which is already much higher than the first wave, is that we don't have the full complement of staff. So we've had staff that have got sick over the last 6 months. Many staff have returned to work, but some have not. Some unfortunately passed away. And staff are absolutely exhausted. They are physically exhausted. They are emotionally exhausted. And when you speak to staff on the ground, they're still here. They're showing up. They're trying to do what they can. But you can physically see what they're looking at. And it's really hard to motivate staff when we've come after 9 months and asking them to now pull more out of the hat. So, yes, we are looking at nursing staff. We're looking at other staff as well. And obviously to try and augment what we're doing. We are having to, on the acute hospital platform, open up as many additional beds as we can, both for intermediate care and also for high care and critical care. And for that, obviously, we need staffing. And it is nursing staff, it's doctors, it's allied health, and very importantly, also all our support staff. You know, we mustn't forget about our support staff, our porters, our clerks, our cleaning staff, etc. All of those staff need to come together to look after one patient in a bed. So it's quite a process to pull that all together. And yes, if you're trying to put in an extra 10 beds, it's one thing. But when you try and put in extra hundreds of beds, obviously it's got huge impact. So we need all the help that we can get. Thanks, Zane.
Having a look at it, Dr. Anita Parabu, very, very quickly, how many additional nurses do we need, or do we just need as many as we possibly can?
I think at the moment we need as many as we can get in, knowing that obviously we need nursing staff who are healthy at the moment, who are not high risk themselves, who are able to work in the areas in the hospital. So there isn't a ceiling at the moment because we just don't have enough. So at the moment we're looking to people obviously who are competent, who are registered, and who are able to be fit and look after COVID patients. And it's across different facilities. Mm. Even in a pediatric hospital, we're needing additional nursing staff. So from a pediatric hospital point of view, our role is really to be trying to take on additional pediatric patients from other facilities where there's so much pressure on adult beds. So to try and just relieve them and take some of that pediatric pressure away. So nursing staff are needed across the board and across all the different specialities. I think that's the important thing. It's obviously it's internal medicine, but there's also pediatric and other specialities, critical care, theatre, etc., that are all needed.
Chatting this morning to Dr. Anita Padwa, the acting CEO at Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, 12 minutes past 10 o'clock. Doctor, I've got a WhatsApp that's just coming in, and I think this is what people want to know. Exactly who are we looking for? Which nurses are we looking for? Is there an age limit to the nurses to return to work? I am a 70-year-old plus, and that comes from Colleen. And, you know, the nice thing about nurses is that they just go on. Whether they're 70, yeah. 80, they're still nurses like teachers. Yeah.
So I think the thing is to make sure that nurses are definitely registered with the South African Nursing Council. They need to be competent for whichever facility needs them, and we could place them. And then in terms of the age, it's not so much an age issue as a risk issue. So obviously with higher age, it does put your risk up. But what can be done is that if there are nurses that come forward who are fit and healthy and happen to be older, we can try and accommodate them in other areas. So we don't necessarily need to put them in the COVID areas. Obviously, you know, they're in a hospital. The other problem is we've got all the other patients that also equally need care. So it's not just about the COVID patients. It's trying to manage the oncology patients, the emergencies. We've had so many pregnant women coming in with being COVID. So, you know, there's a need across the board, and we will try and place people and put them in the appropriate place according to their competency, fitness, etc.
Mm. So if Colleen is still 70-year-old plus and she is still registered still registered as a nurse, she can then form part of the support services for the other order to release the necessary staff to go and work in the COVID. I've got another WhatsApp, and maybe you can shed some light on this, Doctor, is that will retired nurses receive a COVID inoculation before being re-employed? I don't know inoculation or vaccine, but I mean, obviously the necessary precautions will be taken for retired nurses before they actually go into the ward.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what they're referring to. If they're referring to the COVID vaccine, obviously that's not yet available here. We do recommend that people have flu vaccine and, as I said, are fit, but we don't yet have a COVID vaccine here. So, yeah.
Dr. Anita Padwa chatting to us, acting CEO. Where do people actually go to if we have nurses who are listening this morning who have, are either involved in the private sector or who have retired or, you know, are still not actively involved, in a hospital? Where do they go to and where do they apply?
All right. I think the best way, as with all many of our recruitment processes in this province, they've gone online for quite a while now. And on the coronavirus website, that's coronavirus.westerncape.gov.za, they can find information there and apply on that actual website.
Dr. Anita Padwa, thank you so much for your time. I was just going to say happy holidays, but as doctors, you guys work 18, 20, 24 hours a day. To you and your staff at the Red Cross War Memorial Hospital, a very, very Merry Christmas to each of you. And as frontline workers, to each and every one of your staff members, we salute you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's Dr. Anita Padwa chatting to us this morning and talking to us about the need for nurses and the fact that they are appealing to unemployed nurses to return to work this morning. And if you are an unemployed nurse, and Colleen, there you heard it, you can apply. You would most probably not be put into the front line. They would use you to probably serve with the oncology nurses. It is when people talk about nursing being a calling, it really truly is a calling.